John McFaul, a former Paralympian, is working with the European Space Agency, ESA, on a cool study to see if people with physical disabilities can live and work in space. As part of his training, McFaul recently did a test in a big machine that spins around really fast to copy the forces you feel when a rocket takes off and comes back to Earth. The test went well, and McFaul's missing leg didn't cause any big problems. This study wants to find out if we need to change anything about spaceships, spacesuits, or prosthetic limbs to make space travel safe for people with disabilities. McFaul, who lost part of his right leg in a motorcycle accident, is now checking his special running blade that he uses for exercise. He also tried out a special treadmill that makes you feel like you're floating in space, just like on the International Space Station, ISS. McFaul noticed that his blade didn't work as well when he was lighter, so he thinks he needs a more flexible one. He also found out that his computerized prosthetic leg needs to be adjusted when he's in a spaceship. He might need different prosthetic legs for different things he does on the ISS. This project with McFaul is the first time any space agency has thought about having people with disabilities as astronauts. But the head of the European Astronaut Center, Frank de Winner, thinks that people like McFaul have special skills that can be used for space missions. McFaul's family has moved to Germany to support him during the study. McFaul is halfway through the project and hasn't faced any problems that would stop him from going to space. He wants his journey to show people that individuals with disabilities can do amazing things and inspire others to follow their dreams. Most importantly, McFaul wants to be known as John, an astronaut who happens to have a physical disability.